Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. What up and good morning to the West Coast, and what up and good afternoon to the East Coast, North and South. You know I got love for y'all. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting that spiritual feeding on y'all, and this is Thanksgiving week, so we definitely want to be thankful. We've been talking about being thankful all week. And today is a special show because we being thankful for our enemies. Y'all get yourself ready. Make sure you go wash your hands. Get it together because we eating with our enemies today, y'all. My question and the topic of today is, are you thankful for your enemies? I know y'all like, what? Am I thankful for my enemies? Yes, are you thankful for your enemies? We're going to dig deep into these mashed potatoes and these collard greens and this baked macaroni and cheese and being thankful for enemies, y'all. Like, pull the chair up for them. And don't pull it. No. Don't pull it from up under them. Let them to the table. Bring the enemies onto the table because we're going to feed them today. We definitely getting it in. Yo, big shout out to M. Hargrove for this OG Organo Gold Tea Coffee Cocoa Latte. Y'all got to upgrade yourself. And today's show is sponsored by M. Grove with OG Coffee, Organo Gold Coffee. So make sure y'all check out the site at mhargrove.organogold.com and get you some of this tea. Oh, they got tea? Hold on, let me sip because I see my enemy getting dry over there. Hold on. make sure y'all go and check her out on m.hargrove.organogold.com and make sure y'all get y'all some OG coffee. Oh, man. Shout out to my Twitter love. I love y'all Twitter. I love y'all Facebook. I love y'all Moto. I love y'all. It's so good. This show has been rocking so hard that, you know, even with the promotion and everything that we're doing, people is really starting to catch on to the word and they enjoying the show. So I want to give a shout out to Future Groove 100. I want to give a shout out to Mixtape MP3 Pomo. I want to give a shout out to KJ Pakovich. If I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. I also want to give a shout out to Kenny J, Retweet Squad, Tay Black, Lush Radio Online, ME2K, Rose, The Hit Writer. The list keeps going. Boss Up ENT. What's up, Boss Up ENT? Boss Lady for PR. What up? 1124, Voodoo Lounge. Let's keep going. Genius, how you doing? Bella Beauty, Tweez Forever, Eddie L. Ness, Lane Bella, Cocaine Cupcakes. Yo, thank y'all so much for being so supportive and checking into the show. We're going to definitely feed y'all on spirit today. And also, I'm going to bring up the live chat in a few minutes. Y'all know Blog Talk Radio sometimes in the switchboard be acting brand new. But once I get it open, I'm going to make that public announcement so we can go ahead and you can get on a live chat when we go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary K. And I'm going to open it up in a few minutes because the haters are hungry. So let's start the show off. Let's get it in. Today is Wednesday. And if I'm correct about the date, and don't quote me, it's November the 24th, 2010. And we're getting it in. Let's start it off with the what a scripture. Thankful for my enemies, they may seek the truth. And this scripture comes from Luke 6:5. All right. Be loved, but love ye your enemies and do good, and lend hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be children of the highest. That comes from Luke 6:35. Wow. If we make a list of the things we are thankful for, y'all, our enemies are most likely at the bottom of that list, man. Now, if they make the list at all, even, you know, our enemies make our lives miserable, and they make our days cloudy, and God knows our enemy hurts us, for real. You know, so why does he ask us to love our enemies? And this is a question I had to ask myself. Why do I have to love my enemies? You know, we know God loves us, so why does he allow, you know, our enemies in our lives? And these are very, very important questions also. Let's consider them. Let's think about this. Why should we love our enemies? Now, as believers, our job is to spread the good news of God's love. You know, we got to spread the good news of God's love, his mercy, his forgiveness, and reconciliation with all people. You know, Jesus charged his disciples with extending God's grace to their enemies. You know, they were setting an example with the woman at the well. Remember the woman at the well? And teaching, you know, his teachings about the Good Samaritan part of things. Now, why does the Lord allow enemies? Sometimes, now listen to this, sometimes the only people who tell it like it is our enemies. You know, when we not listening to those we love, you know, God allows our enemies to show our weakness and our flaws. When you ain't listen to sister when she told you, when you ain't listen to brother when he told you, when you ain't listen to mama and daddy when they told you, God said, okay, you wouldn't listen when I tried to give it to you from the people that you love, so now I'm going to see your enemy. Your enemy told it like it is because they really don't like you. They ain't going to hold no grunches or no punches for you. It's over. They're going to give it to you raw. Shout out to ODB, rest in peace. But they definitely don't give it to you raw. Take a lesson from James Jr. You know, the next time your enemy confronts you, just listen. You might hear something that will transform your life, man. Let's be thankful for our enemies. Thankful that they rose against us. Because sometimes we look at our enemies, you know, they coming to get us, they coming to tear us down, they coming to do this, they coming to do that, blah, 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 blah. But let's think about it. Wouldn't your enemy tell you the real truth about the situation? Right, for real. Let's think about it. If I didn't like you, and if I really, I'm your enemy, I'm really going to say something to hurt you and tell you the truth about yourself. Because God tried to cover you. He tried to protect you. He tried to be your intercessor. He tried to come in to play. You know, he tried to do that for you. He tried to send your loved one to say, look, baby, you're going about it the wrong way. The way you're trying to do it is not going to work out. And a lot of us, we so ready to be enemies. We so ready to be argumentative. We so ready to just claw out at the person rather than listen to them. Listen to the truth. We don't want to hear nothing. But I'm thankful for my enemies. You want to know why I'm thankful for my enemies? Because they give me the opportunity to love them. They give me the opportunity to pray for them. They give me an opportunity not to have a hatred heart. And I know that's pleasing in God's eyes. Like, for real. Shout out to Jazzy Management. And shout out to Jazzy. How you doing, Jazzy? Jazzy definitely know about enemies. And through this whole process of his career and his management and him dealing with the industry and dealing with artists and dealing with new niggas, he definitely know what enemies is, and he definitely know how to turn a situation around. For real. Tell me, I want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I definitely want to know why you're thankful for your enemies. Well, I want to give a shout-out to all my enemies and my haters right now. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? How y'all doing this morning? I'm so thankful for y'all. Y'all make me better, so much better. We definitely going to get into this music. Let's play. I'm feeling like a window seat. I'm going to play some Erykah Badu. Yeah. I know it's off from the spiritual music that I usually do, but she still fly with it. So I'm thankful. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, man. Let's go. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio. Get more opinions on the line. I'm going to keep the line open for you, Y-Dot. So just stay still. You know, shout out to the 216, the 973, the 908, the 414. We definitely want to get more teams. 973-395. You live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting this spiritual feeding. Who's in the building? 973-395, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. What's going on?
What's going
Hello?
On? Who's this and where you calling from? Yes,
this
who's this and where you calling from?
Calling from North New Jersey.
What's going on?
What's happening, Ed? You have a good topic you're talking about today, sweetheart. I had to definitely call up to check you out.
All right, well, that's what's up. We talking about are you thankful for your enemies? And shout out to the 862, y'all calling in. Yo, tell us, are you thankful for your enemies?
Oh,
come on,
man,
y'all.
I love my enemies. I'm very thankful. I mean, it might sound kind of weird, but, yeah, I'm very thankful for my enemies, you know, because, you know, what don't kill you only makes you stronger, you know what I'm saying? And basically, you know, that falls in the enemy category, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it wasn't for my enemies, I wouldn't be the person I am today, you know?
Hey.
It's just kind of funny. I just got the text saying about the topic today, and I just almost had a little big altercation like yesterday, you know what I'm saying? So, I had to definitely call you up and state my opinion, you know?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, but I love all my enemies. I love them all. You know what I'm saying? As more and more they hate me, I love them all. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't mess with me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for them. You know what I mean? Haters, anybody that come in the haters and enemies category, oh, man, keep on doing what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Please don't stop hating on me. But you know what I was saying, Pimp James, that your enemies is not always your enemies. Your enemies is going to really tell it like it is. You know, first of all, God tried to warn us, you know, about our situation. I said, 862, I see you. I'm about to get to you. God tried to warn us about, you know, our situation and some of the things that we may have been going through or doing. Maybe we argumental, maybe we stubborn. He tried to send a family and love to do it. But you ain't want to listen to the family. You ain't want to listen to mama. You ain't want to listen to daddy. You ain't want to listen to sister. You ain't want to listen to none of that. You just want to do your own thing. But then when he sent your enemy, and they really tell it like they is, like they really tell you the business, like, you know what? I don't like you no way, so I'm going to give it to you raw. How about that? I'm so tired of you and your mouth, and you think you this and you think you that. You think you got it going on. You trying to, you know, pull people down or whatever. We see you, you new nigga. And then all of a sudden they hit you like, yo, that really was me. I really was off my big avail. Like,
yeah, word up. Yeah. I mean, you know, a hard head makes a soft behind. You know what I'm saying? And exactly, you couldn't put it no better way than what you just explained it. You know, they are actually made for us to separate things from our life. You know what I'm saying? The bad from the good. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for them, we'd just be running around the world with covered eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, blind to the fact. You know what I'm saying? So
we'll be running around the world thinking we perfect or whatever the case may be, but I'm so glad that, you know, stay tuned with me. I want to open up the lines and get some more opinion, but don't go nowhere. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting that spiritual feeding on. The hotlines is lighting up. 862-452, you in the building. Who's this and where you calling from?
Yo, this your boy P calling from Jersey. What's going on?
Man, yo, this is my dude Smooth in the building. I love you, Petey.
Same here.
Thank you for calling in. Yo, you already know we talking about the whole enemies situation. You know, we being thankful. This is a thankful month, and I definitely got to give a round of applause. You know, yo, Petey in the building.
Oh, yeah,
this is a week of Thanksgiving. Shout out to the 216-973-862-973-610-609. Y'all call alive in the building. But we talking about being thankful for our enemies, man. I'm thankful for my enemies. Petey, are you thankful for your enemies, man?
I'm thankful.
Because we already know what it is.
You know why I'm thankful? The reason why I love them, because I hate them.
Yeah.
They make me want him. You hate on me, that's going to make me hate on you to do better.
Mm.
If you want to hate on me, okay, now I'm going to step my game up.
Hmm.
I'm going to do something you never thought I could do. So keep hating, and then I'm going to show you something else.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I was saying earlier at the top of the show that I love my haters, because it just to piggyback off you just said, I love my haters because they give me a chance to pray for them. They give me a chance to love them. They give me a chance to get deeper into the God of my understanding, because if you hating on me, I'm praying for you to get better within your heart, because you got some stuff going on, and that's credible under the God of my understanding eyes. I need my haters. I need y'all to say, I can't stand Diva Mary Kay. I can't stand her. She thinks she all this. She thinks she cute. Her show is whack. Please text people and tell them that y'all hating on me, because guess what that's going to do? They're going to be like, well, who is Diva Mary Kay? Why,
those
who
hate on others is missing something in their life. That's why they're hating on the other person.
Yeah.
They see something that they got that they don't have. They see something that they doing that they not doing. They may not do. They can't do. They can't accomplish. That next person probably did that already. So I'm going to hate on you because you did it and I didn't. That's where the hate comes from.
And that's where the hate come from. And Pimp James said it real clear this morning when he called. And he was like, you know, and he said online, he said, you know, I almost got into a big altercation yesterday, you know, behind some haters. And he definitely doing his thing out there at Brick City. Like, we work hard to get what we got. You know, get like me. Don't get at me. Get like me. Ain't nothing. Don't get at me. Get like me. You know, come and holler at me on some real, for real, for real, and I probably can help you upgrade your situation. You know, but so many times, you know, and then it'll be another person hating on you, and they jump on the hate wagon. Shout out to all those who just jumped on the hate wagon this morning. When you got on the bus or in your car or on the train, you was talking to your friend on the phone last night or this morning, and you just jumped right on the hate wagon, paid your fare, and just got right on. And that's what I want to say this morning. You know, I have a situation out here with some neighbors. They ain't getting along, but I'm not going to stop rocking with not one neighbor because of somebody else said something about that neighbor. What I'm going to do is keep an extra diva eye open for that person. But I'm not going to take it from somebody else saying, oh, don't mess with them, they this, they that, they this, and they that. And, you know, I go and check the person out for myself, and it ain't really that situation. Like, for real. All those people, you know, I understand you got people, they may seem like they looking out for you or for your best interest or whatever the case may be. Like, yo, don't mess with old girl, don't mess with old dude, they shady or whatever the case may be. But take a look at their real color. Look at them for real. Like, they may have a tint of blue in their eyes. They may have a tint of red all up in their eyes, man. And that's real talk. Yo, I'm so happy right now that I'm doing this topic about being thankful for your haters, because y'all going to have some family members that's going to come over that you don't like. You're going to have some cousins, some aunts, some uncles, and I got everybody open on the line now. So please make sure y'all be conscious that y'all live on the air. But y'all gonna have some family members, some brothers, or somebody that y'all don't like that's coming over. But take the time out. You know, take the time out right now to just be clear in your situation of who you are and your spirit. You know, don't worry about what they doing, because Thanksgiving is about family coming together and being thankful. We doing this, we being thankful, and I was saying this yesterday. You know, a lot of us get caught up on the turkey. I remember, Pete, it was 1 year, I was supposed to come over. Shout out to my aunt Gwen. I love you, yo. I swear I do. I love Gwen. I love Gwen. Ain't nobody messing with Gwen Meatballs. Ain't nobody messing with Gwen as a person. She didn't definitely turn her life around 360, but she always bring the family together. It don't matter if any family didn't like each other, we all met up at Gwen House. Gwen House is the peace treaty. She is the link. And we got people
love
in our family.
Stop over here.
Yes. The love never stops at Gwen House. It don't matter who you is. You can be a family, you can be a baby mother, you can be somebody that we just know. She will bring you in. Like, that lady is so full of love. So shout out to Gwen, man, and shout out to Papito. But yeah, that is, I mean, she bring the family together. She is the one. She is the intercessor. She comes in between the family and say, look, whatever, I'm just letting you know, whatever problems that you have with them, that's your issue, that's your stuff. You know, we all going to be together on Thanksgiving. If you want to come over and bring the kids to eat, you can. If you want to bring something, you can, or whatever. But, yo, if you're having problems with family, it's all right, because y'all can get some family members that y'all don't care for, that y'all don't like, that get on y'all nerves. And, you know, y'all hating on them, or they hating on you, or they did something to you in the past. But be the bigger man. Have a bigger heart. Be, put your God first.
Be grateful.
You know, because sometimes, yeah, be prayerful, because sometimes we can get so argumental and mess up the holiday. I don't need y'all getting all mad and being new niggas and start fighting and hit the table and knock the food down. What was that? Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins? Oh no. I'm so glad that this is my spiritual show, because it's stopping me from cursing. I get a lot, really excited when it comes to food.
I know.
You know I get excited when it comes to food. Yeah, you definitely know. But listen, make sure you're talking out for the family member. Step your game up this season on Thanksgiving, y'all. And the one that hurts you and the family member that you don't like, welcome them. Hug them. Hey, how you doing? It's nice to see you. Because if you can hug them and show them some love, that's how you know you're not their enemy no more. So many times people hurt us and do stuff to us, and we be so mad. We wake up thinking about them. We go to sleep hating on them. We saying, God, I can't wait for their karma. I can't wait for their karma. I can't wait for their karma. But you get in the karma because you still mad. You still mad. You got to learn how to forgive, y'all. And I had to hold on to some stuff. What? And my life was just spiraling down, going down, down the toilet, because I was holding on to that anger and that pain. But what I didn't realize, me holding on to that anger and that pain that I had from them only made me their victim, because they was getting up doing their thing in spite of and regardless of what I was doing. Man, listen, y'all better be thankful for y'all enemies. Be thankful for the haters, because not for nothing, the haters got me at 2,000 listeners right about now.
And that's great.
Thank you, haters. Y-Dot, can you hear me? I think Y-Dot stepped away for a second. But, Pete, yo, we going to the top, baby.
Oh,
I told you, we going to the top. We've been hated on. Petey has definitely been hated on.
But against all odds.
I'm talking about hated on to negative 100 degree. And this man still overcomes the obstacles. He still makes sure they don't make him a statistic out here. He still makes sure he get up and take care of his mother, his family, even me. Yo, P, I love you, man.
And it's just even more of a blessing.
And I'm thankful for you. I am. I'm thankful for you because you didn't kept it really funky and real honest with me at times, even though we joke, we play, you know, whatever the case may be, but you never ever been phony to me. You always kept me in, you know, with the realness. You always opened my mind and my eyes to things and look at situations and as well as I've done for you, but I'm thankful.
Thank you. You're welcome.
We all know that we, you know, a lot of times our haters hate on us, but we need them to bring out the best in us. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Go wash your hands because the hater food and the food is hot, y'all.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
Saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else around
me.
Could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Oh.
When
everyone else.
Get on. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said
that he is mine.
He's mine. I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what
I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
I want to say, but I feel I don't. it makes you so much wiser. And you're so close to your dreams, and no mistake, no heartbreak can take away what you're meant to be.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting that spiritual feeding on. This beef is so good. Y'all know how good beef is? How that beef taste over there to you, Y-Dot?
It tastes great. My chicken is better, though.
I know, that's right. Your chicken is better. Y'all make sure y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 to tell us, you know, are you thankful for your haters, man? Because my beef tasting real good. Could you pass the gravy? I need that for my mashed potatoes. Thank you. But it's tasting real, real, real good right now. I got my haters at the table. I'm breaking bread with them because I'm glad that they hating on me because I love them. I love them. They give me the opportunity to pray for them. They give me an opportunity to get better, and they open my eyes to how sick this world really is, man.
Ooh, say that again. How sick this world really is.
How sick this world really is. How demonic. Yeah. Shout out to Lady Ack. How demonic this world really is. Shout out to Miss Nira. Shout out to Mitch. Shout out to Jazzy. Shout out to Tweak Beats. Shout out to Nick Barnes. Shout out to Dre Vicious. Shout out to y'all. Because we know what it felt like to get hated on. We know what it felt like to get tore down. But and shout out to Mary J. Blige for that nice little cut each tier. There's a lesson. With each tier that you drop, y'all, there's a lesson in it. It makes you wiser than before. It makes you stronger than you know. But we so busy, you know, a lot of times we get this hate from everybody. We feel like everybody hating on us. But I'm gonna jump on another. We get how would I say commercial hate or we get professional hate. But let's talk about the personal hate that we get in. See, a personal hate can be your mate. Somebody just drop their fork. Pick that up, baby. Pick your fork up. Your personal hate can be your mate.
Yes. That's going to be your number one hate.
Yeah, your number one hater, because they the closest to you, and they see everything going on. And Drake and Timbaland made a song. This was all I knew. You and me. Yeah, he was saying, you know, I need you to say something. It's crazy how when you grinding hard, you went to school, you working, you promoting yourself, you branding yourself, and you get, you know, up it. You start to get on and you start getting this money, and the person your mate ain't happy because they feeling left out. They was there when you was, you know, they was apart. You know, it's not, sometimes it's really not intentional hate, y'all. But you know, they feeling left out. They feeling like you just fading away from them. It's only but a matter of time that I'm gonna get that Dear John call or I'm gonna get that Shirley call, and it's gonna be over. But for you, go ahead, Wadad, I'm sorry.
That's a true story. I actually just experienced what you are talking about the previous night. Literally, the previous night. Me and myself, I'm a humble individual, so I look up to a lot of individuals. I look up to you. I look up to Gru.
Thank you.
I look up to individuals that's wise. I mean, I'm not just looking up to individuals that's foolish, because at the end of the day, if looking up to a foolish man would only make me even a more foolish individual person. So I look up to individuals as wise, and I apply myself. But it's just so funny, this one individual that I looked up to, and I looked up to, and it was just, we had a conversation, and it was just like, wow. At the end of the day, that it was just like, wow. I never knew you felt that way. Wow. All this time, like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, you encouraging me, this and that. And it's just like when it got to a bubble, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm out that bubble to the next bubble, it was like, okay, you know what? I ain't feeling that. Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
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 Mm.
Please pass the stuffing.
Please pass the stuffing. There you go. Please pass the peas. Pass the peas on the left hand side. Ah, this is going down.
Wow.
It's going down.
I would say watch out, man. You know what I'm saying? Those individuals who you break bread with, or who you look up to, who you call a big bro or a big sis, a mentor, look, just watch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has motives. What you may think in your heart is good, you know, you may think it's great. I can call Diva Mary Kay, share this piece of information with her. What is that? If not, knowledge is power. Who am I to hold knowledge from anyone if I know something? So be careful who you just be careful, because they flip it on you. Your enemies flip it on you.
Hmm.
Like, damn, that's the baddest thing you could have ever did was came to me for advice. Really? Wow.
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 Yo, it definitely can get corn on the cob hard out there, y'all. I'm saying that right now. It can get corn on the cob hard, man. Watch them people.
You.
Yeah.
Great.
But it all goes back to what we were talking about, it all goes back when we were talking about friendship. The third week and the first day, we were talking about friendship. You got to evaluate your friends. And, you know, a friend, a family member, your personal friend, you got to evaluate your friendship by the word of God. You know, let's give them key points again one more time, because it's so important. Your friend is what God says the definition of friends. A friend, God tells us that a friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. That came from Job chapter 16:20. A friend is always there for you during good times and bad. That's Proverbs 17:17. A friend will sit closer to you than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. A friend will hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. That came out of Proverbs 27:6. A friend will bring out the best in you. Proverbs 27:17. And a friend is always there to help you when you are knocked down by the storms of life. That came from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 10. Come on.
You're preaching. You preaching now.
Come on.
You preaching. Shout out to all my non-believers.
Yeah, shout out to all the non-believers.
Shout out to y'all.
Because, y'all, you know, and I said that before, an enemy usually start off as a friend. But if you don't evaluate your friends by what the Bible says, by what the definition of God says a friend is, then you're going to end up with more enemies than friends.
You can hurt your
friends with the truth. They hurt you with the truth. And if somebody's saying, you know, am I your friend? I just had somebody ask me last night, are they my friend? I said, well, let me think about it. If you gotta ask.
I'm gonna start right there. If you gotta ask, am I your friend? Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Some people don't. But you know what? I think sometimes people should ask, yo, because we throw this friend title around like it's a bus pass or something. We throw it around like it's a pencil. We just passing it on. You know, we call the people our friends. You can call somebody your friend because they get high with you. Or they go out to the club and pull chicks and get groupies. Or they strip with you. Or they drink with you. Or they ride with you. Or they banging with you. See, you can say that person is your friend because y'all share a common interest. Y'all got something in common. But what is it that's in common? What is that person really bringing to the relationship? And you really don't know if you got a friend unless you, first of all, seek the friend in Jesus. That's one. That's your best friend. That's your homeboy. That's your homegirl. That's your bestie. That's my best friend. I love my son very much, but that's my best friend. Jesus is my best friend because I can say that he has been my intercessor when trouble surrounded me. I can say that he does sit close to me like a brother. He do bring out the best in me. Look at what I'm doing. We getting the spiritual feeding on. And he helped me to be thankful for my haters. Because Diva Mary Kay, Ebony B, about 2 or 3 years ago, please. This would be a whole different show.
I mean, for both of us, though. For both of us, though. So it's not just you. It's not you. And for all the listeners, it's not just them. You know what I'm saying? It's for everybody. Nobody's perfect. We may portray to others as we are, but nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody.
Nah.
You got to watch yourself, too. You need to evaluate yourself, too, to see if you being a real friend. Evaluate you to see if you have been a real friend to a person. And, you know, jumping back to the whole your mate. Your mate can be your hater. Your mate can be your enemy. You know, and they see you doing something big. And I say this, too. I put this on Twitter. If you going to let somebody put their hands in your cookie jar, make sure they wash them first.
Ooh,
come on.
That's good. That's good.
If you
going to
let somebody put their hands in your cookie jar, make sure they wash them first. Because I have some feelings about my mate, even as far as with my whole show. You know, and I know that he supports me. I know that he encouraged me. I know that he loves me. I know that he's there. But I honestly felt like at that time, maybe within my own feelings, that, you know, I did something bigger with the show. And, you know, he wanted to be a part of it. In my own personal feelings, I was like, wait a minute. You ain't really wasn't paying attention to my show like that. Now all of a sudden I got this individual. Now you want to put your hands in the pot. Now you want to be a part. Now you want to put your name on the copywriting license. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to say to myself, you know, and that was my own person. Maybe that was maybe I was sucking up the air. Maybe I was inhaling the wrong air and my head was getting big because I was feeling some type of way that I had got this person on the show, but not for nothing. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have known that person, to tell you the truth. If it wasn't for him, I really wouldn't really have this show because, you know, he really support my show. He really out there backing me, supporting me, promoting me, giving me new ideals. But y'all got to watch y'all mate, and you got to check them. And that's where I was at. I was protecting me first, but I was protecting my show. And you don't even with your mate or whatever the case may be, you got to protect your investment. You got to check their motives. And you got to check them at the end of the day. It's so important. So very important. You got to make sure you put the foot down because you can be at the table and you can still be eating with your enemies. But you got to be thankful because your mate can be your enemy too. I knew that was going spark the entrance. I knew that was gonna open up a couple of eyes. I know you looking down at the end of the table at your mate, but I'm not saying that for a negative reason. We got Future Guru 100 in the building. What's going on, Guru?
Dear Mary Kay, I just want to say I love your show. I love what you're doing, and I'm just so thankful for you right now because the show is coming together so nice, and you got the listeners. I just want to thank everybody for calling in and supporting your show. And shout out to you for supporting OG Coffee. I heard you sipping and getting it in with OG Coffee, and I thank you for the shout out. I thank you for the word, and just keep on encouraging people. You reaching new people every day. I don't know if you noticed that, but you definitely reaching new people every day. And I'm just thankful. I just wanted to call in just for a hot second and say, I'm listening online like I do every day, but, you know, you get that time, you just got to call in because I'm actually about to head out, and I didn't want to miss none of the show, but I just wanted to head out and come right back in to catch the rest of the show because I'm going to the store. So I'm calling in before I walk away from the back side.
Go
I'm enjoying the show. Shout out to all your callers today, too.
Thank you.
What up, y'all?
What's good, big bro?
I mean, y'all getting it in, man. It's spiritual feeding time, man. If you go to Diva Mary Kay at Twitter, you see how she promotes the show. You see I'm supporting it. And you know what? We just going to keep this going, man. This is like groundbreaking. Nobody doing blog talk like this. I'm sorry. But y'all, open your ears just for a couple of hours at this time. I mean, I'm enjoying it, man. I'll be missing out when I miss the show. I already know. So I know y'all feel that way.
Well, Future Guru Ranju, we thank you for the love. And, you know, I just want to be used as a tool by God. God is working. God is working, and I'm so thankful that I am reaching people and that I am, you know, God giving me topics to touch on that people can touch and agree about and relate to. And, you know, it's just God doing his thing. He's just doing his thing, and I'm so thankful for God using me as a tool to do his thing. You know, for me to use my mouthpiece, this palette, because I done had so many weapons be formed against me. Y'all don't know weapons be formed against me while I'm doing the show, but I still keep it moving because guess what? I know God is already the intercessor. He my bulletproof. He's my weaponproof shield. He right there like, I got y'all. But we got to be thankful. I'm thankful for all the weapons that's being formed against me right now and the people that's hating. The people that's mad, the people that's, but it's the payment when I get people like you, Wada calling in, Miss Nira, Petey, Piff James. I mean, people from all over the world is calling in and listening to the show because it's so important that we feed our spirit. And I know y'all like them tweets. I try to be savvy with it. And, you know, make it exciting because, you know, a lot of people hear spiritual feed and all. They just going to be like, and thou shalt all holier than thou. That's what they think. They think it's going to go like that. But my show is rocking. I'm rocking with the Lord. I got my praise and pumps on. Oh, yeah. Yo, somebody please call 911 because we're tearing it up right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT, we getting the spiritual feeding on. Come on, haters, pull up a chair and get a second place.
Yo, what up? This Wyclef Clef with Mary J. The girls with my acoustic guitars. Yo. Fellas having problems with the chicks, I want you right now to turn the lights down low. Pull your girl up next to you. I want you to sing.
If Steph comes to me tonight, girl, I want you to know that I love you. And no matter how tough I would have been, only to you I would reveal my tears. Tell the police I ain't home tonight. Messing around with you is gonna give me life. But when I look and see your eyes, man, you're worth that sacrifice. Yeah. If this is the kind of love that my mom used to warn me about,
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting that spiritual feeding on. My haters just got a second plate. Oh, don't drink a bottle of Kool-Aid, son. Don't do that. All right. I like Kool-Aid. That's definitely don't do that. But call in at 347-850-1521. We talking about being thankful. It's Thanksgiving week, man. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Y'all already know we didn't cut the greens. We got them. We didn't clean them with the vinegar and salt. We got them soaking. We got the candy yams. We're going to have macaroni and salad. We're going to have that nice glazed ham with them pineapples. We got the turkey rocking. We got the stuffing on deck. Man, it's going down. We're going to have some pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, lemon meringue pie, cheesecake. Oh, yeah. I love Thanksgiving, but it's not all about the food all the time. It's about being thankful. You know, and we've been talking about being thankful all week, man, and I definitely want to know what y'all are thankful for, and I'm thankful for my haters. I'm thankful for the people who don't want to listen. I'm thankful for the people who do go against me. I'm thankful for the people who don't believe in me because it gives me an opportunity to love them and pray for them, man. That's what it's all about, loving and praying for people. Even when they don't love and pray on you, you love and pray on them anyway. It's all right. You know, I know it's hard because when you're under pressure, it's real hard. But one thing I do is when I'm up under pressure and when people, you know, are forming weapons against me, I remember, like, wait a minute, I got a crazy, I'm covered by the blood. I got a crazy shield. Why am I worrying about these worldly things? I'm not worried about the worldly things. Now, my most concern is doing God's will. Because at the end of the day, when all is said and done, he is the only one that's there for me. He is the only one that's taking care. He provided this beautiful meal that me and my sister, shout out to my sister Kima. I love her. I love her very much. And this will be the first Thanksgiving that me and her will be together cooking for the family. You know, two generations, man. Two generations. And, you know, shout out to my cousin Brianna and my cousin Michelle. You know, y'all get us all in the kitchen, it's going down. Me alone, all of us alone. Now I'll shout out to my sister because she's stepping her green game work up, so she's going to have it in order this year. She got it right. But, you know, you got to be thankful. You want to be thankful for the hard times. You want to be thankful for your haters. For real. I got a story I want to read to y'all. And it's about Gwen. It said, Gwen dried the dishes while her brother James Jr. washed them. You know, the conversation and laughter and music from the living room provided the background for the clink and clatter of the dishes. Gwen studied her brother's profile. He was different. James seemed calmer, less argumentative. She couldn't resist it, though. Gwen quickly rolled up the dish towel, then popped her younger brother on his hip. He laughed and kept washing the dishes. So what's up with you, June Bug? She waited for him to protest. When he smiled and stared, she asked him, what's up? I mean, come on. You hate being called June Bug. And by now, you will have been into at least three family arguments. James shrugged his shoulders. I've been thankful. I've been thanking God for my enemies, or at least one enemy. He washed the plate and held it under the faucet. You know that guy at work I've been bugging, that's been bugging me? Gwen nodded. Well, we were going at it pretty hot and heavy for a few weeks. He told me I was too argumentative, that I was no fun, and that I never heard the truth because I always was too busy defending myself. James shrugged. I was about to open my mouth to let him have it when something clicked. It was as if I got all the flashbacks of people I love trying to talk to me. And I could see myself not listening, just arguing back. I finally got the message. James shook his head and smiled. It took my enemies to teach me the truth. I've been thanking God for him since that time. I definitely wanted to read that story to y'all and let y'all know about that story about James because you know, a lot of people telling him he was too argumentative, and his sister, you know, she started studying his body work. Like, yo, you changed. She just started messing with him. First she popped him with the towel, then she called him Junebug, knowing he don't like to be called Junebug. She like, why are you so calm now? By now you would have been and gotten into an argument with three family members and a fight would have broke out. But instead, it finally hit him. It finally hit him that, you know, he had just been so many times, and I want to read that again. I was about to open my mouth to let him have it when something clicked. It was as if I got a flashback of all the people I love trying to talk to me. His coworker said, you know fun, and you never hear the truth because you always too busy defending yourself.
Yep.
Why not? You know some people like that that's always defending themselves. They ain't trying to listen to the truth because they always defending themselves.
They don't take self-blame. They don't take accountability. It's always a defense mode. They're a defensive attorney. That's what they are. It's always on defense. Yeah, that's true, though. For real. It's true. That's what it is.
We got, that was funny to me. I'm sorry. Man, defensive attorney. We got a new word. I got a new word. Copyright that. Why not? Because I'm going to use it. Defensive attorney. Why are you being a defense attorney? Defensive. What's wrong with you? I'm trying to help you. Why not? I one time I was talking to somebody. And you know what's so crazy? I was so mad at the time that I don't even remember who it was. But I was trying to tell him, like, you always on defense. You don't want to listen to nobody. You don't want no help. And I wanted to slap the taste out their mouth. I mean, I wanted to slap the taste out their mouth so hard that my hand was itching and burning, and I could taste the blood in my mouth from theirs. I wanted to slap the blood out their mouth. It was so crazy. I was so mad at that person.
It should be like that sometimes, though, where you just, you know, it's so crazy because sometimes it start off as a normal conversation, and then you say the key word, and then they jump into their defense attorney suit, you know what I'm saying, then it's on from there, you know what I'm saying, it's crazy, man,
And it's just funny because I could just see somebody, you talking to them, all of a sudden they just jump over into a defense attorney suit, you know, with the glasses on and whatnot. Now when I'm talking to somebody that they defensive, I'm going to laugh because I'm going to see them go jump like Superman, just right into the defense, this turn, you know, just change their colors and change their outfit to the defense attorney suit. So, you know, if everybody, listen, who said it? And it was like, if somebody is saying, Cat Williams, if somebody been telling you for years that you argumentative, you got anger issue problems, you crazy, for the last 20 years, 28 years of your life, they ain't lying. Nobody is taking the time out to come and try to go against you. We don't wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to go hate on Wydad today. Let me get my list out. Who next? Why not? You up next for the hate. So, take that back. Some people do. Some people wake up something that they want to hate.
Craziness.
This one was sick, Wanda.
It is.
Oh,
it is.
Man,
it's sad. You know what's so sad is we know it's sick, though, and don't nobody make a change, though. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody makes a change. Nobody makes a change.
My daughter just knew it was wrong to pour out the whole box of cereal, but nobody makes a change.
Nobody made a change. She knew it was wrong when she was doing it.
Right, and I just vacuumed.
And you just vacuumed. Well, you know what? The change is on y'all part. So y'all supposed to put the cereal up. How
That's
old
crazy.
Is your daughter, Wydad?
She about to be two.
She about to be two.
Yeah, she's going on 20 stuff.
Yeah, so. I know, because I got a 2-year-old Messiah, a.k.a. Lil Bully, a.k.a. I was on a show, I was doing a spiritual feeding one day, and I was like, you know, everybody get caught up in the whole situation. You know, they be online looking to go see what Gucci doing and Waka Flocka. She bust out like, Waka Flocka.
Wow.
I'm gonna find that show, but I'm definitely gonna get that audio, man, and I'm gonna do it. I gotta do it. I gotta play it on the show. I'm gonna crop that audio so y'all can hear it. But she knows she was supposed to have been downstairs watching TV eating her cereal, but she came in right on cue like Waka Flocka. I was like, oh my god, I couldn't do nothing but laugh live on the air.
I mean, because you can't criticize her because she's going to put on her district attorney suit.
Yep. She's going to put on her defense like, Auntie, no. Auntie, no. That's not nice. But for the shout out to the babies, man, the youth, y'all got to watch them. Y'all got to, and even if you can't, you know, you ain't got to, like, stare at them all day. But put that stuff up because once they get to two, first of all, they hit the first spin, the first head spin, is when they two, terrible two. Then you get the next spin when they're about 12 because they go into their teenage years, their hands start spinning again. And then when they get to about 15, 16, their hands spin around again. You got to put stuff up from these kids. You got to actually, because ain't nobody got time to be giving whoopings, and I'm from the old school. Yes, Diva Mary Kay, give butt whoopings. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my favorite part of the day when the kids start acting. I will whoop your kid, so don't bring your kid to my house. Point blank, period. Let your kid be out of line. Man, listen, I grab a kid up so close and pull him into my face and let him know, I will get you. Do you know who you messing with? Do you know what a butt whooping is? I will whoop your butt. Now come over here close to me so I can watch you. I'll scare the hell out your kid. I will. I will not tolerate nobody's kids acting crazy. Because I'm a big kid myself. But when you got them, excuse my language, them new nigga kids, yeah, them kids that's going to tell you no and what they going to do, and they favorite part of the day is just being destructive. You know, yo, why? I just realized it too. You know how a lot of people be like, oh, them kids is bad, they just destructive. You want to know why kids is most likely destructive? Because the parents don't do nothing with them.
That's what they say. My kid's so bad, and they smile and laugh it off. I mean, I don't know. I mean, hold on. Ms. Diva, how old is you? Yeah, I got to put you on blast. I'm going to just say 80s baby. 80s baby. I'm an 80s baby. Man, and I don't know about y'all, but I got the shit beat out of me.
Yes. Yes, I did.
For them, I got the shit. I wasn't thankful at the point in time, but I'm thankful for them whoopings. Man.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents originate from Alabama. All they know is
dang. Ooh, dang. You got them old Negro spiritual whooping. Oh, man.
And I'm thinking you get whoopings with switches, belts. I mean,
I know you still got whips on your back. Oh, wait. I'm so glad that my parents. Oh, wow. Oh, I used to live in Opelika, Alabama. Boy.
Where?
Oh, my God. How old was
that? And you would think it's so damn hot. How do you got time to whoop?
Yeah, right. They be having that big glass of that lemonade. They always got lemonade. They always got water. They be healthy. Yes, hydrating themselves. They know you gonna give a whooping. You, how is it when you got a belt everywhere in the house? It's a belt on the dining room table. It's a belt in the living room on the coffee table. It's a belt in the kitchen. Man, when you write Wada, we gotta be thankful for them whoopings back in the day. You know, we felt, and you know, shout out to the 973 just tuning in. We talking about being thankful for your haters, but right now, me and Wada, we're just talking about these kids, these bad behind kids. And he was talking about how he, you know, his grandparents was originally from Opelika, I mean from Alabama, and how we used to get whooped back in the day. And some people feel like you hating on them when you tell them that their kids is bad. If your
kid come in the door
hollering and screaming and kicking in the door, waving the 4-4, I ain't hating on you. I'm trying to help you.
Where they do that at?
But I'm thankful for my haters. I'm thankful for the people that hate on me. And a lot of times people don't be hating on you. Your haters can upgrade you. Because that's like what I just did. You throw on your defense attorney suit when somebody's trying to help you. Oh, my kids ain't bad. My kids ain't this. My kid would never do this. My man ain't this. My sister ain't this. I ain't this, this and this and this and this and that. You be so busy defending yourself that you can't even hear the truth. Be thankful for people that's going to put you in your place. You want to get it from a loved one, because if you get it from a hater, they going to give it to you raw, baby. They're going to give it to you raw. They're going to tell you the truth about yourself. And it's so sad that a lot of times our haters actually help us to see the truth. And a hater is not always a hater. They usually start off as a friend. Think about it. Before that person became your hater, y'all was cool. Y'all was cool like cucumbers. Pass the peas, man. Because right now I'm eating with my haters. I made a big, big meal for them. I got the macaroni and cheese. I got the potato salad. I got the cornbread, string beans, and potatoes with the neck bones in it. I got the beef. Oh, my beef is real good right now. I'm sitting at my table eating with my haters, because the reason why I love my haters is because they give me another opportunity to love them and pray for them. And that's good in my God's eyes. I love getting my spiritual feed on. I love reading out of my woman's Bible. I love doing this show and getting my spiritual feed on. We done had people call in and give so many opinions. And shout out to the 201, the 973, the 216, the 252, the 732, the 253, the 818, the 705. Y'all are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT with that spiritual feeding. And if you want to say what you're thankful for, whether you're thankful for your family, whether you're thankful for your haters, press the 1 button right now, and I can see that you're in the call queue and you want to give your opinion and say what you're thankful for. But I'm definitely thankful for haters. And we, a lot of times we think, you know, our haters is people that used to be our friends, but you hate it. You can get hate from your mate. Know that? If you've been struggling for the last 3 or 4 years or whatever the case may be, the last couple of months, and you just got back in school and, you know, you got your job or whatever the case may be, and your mate has not fully supported, that's hate from your mate.
Yes.
You know, I've had a situation where I went back to school or whatever the case may be, and I asked my son, Father, can he watch my son, you know, because it was in the summertime and his summer camp was up, which is what I paid for. Never went to child support. But I asked, you know, can you watch my son? Can you watch, you know, our son while I go to school? You know, this fool told me to call him in the morning. Why am I going to call you in the morning? When my doors is open, you could have stayed the night at my house. Or you could have took him to your house. But you're going to start to see as you get bigger and better, you stop doing the old things that you was doing. You stop hanging around them old people that you thought they was friends and they not. Just do yourself a favor and fall back from drinking and smoking for about a month. And go hard on your job. Go hard in school. And at the end of them 30, 31 days, see who really there. See who your friends, man. See who helped you out when you need it. See who gave you, you know, let them use your bus car, let you use their bus card or gave you a ride or watched your kids. Or, you know, you was low on food, they helped you out. You're going to really start to see who your real haters is, and you're going to start to see who your real friends is. But don't get mad at them if they don't help you. I wasn't mad when he helped me. I was happy. Because he opened my eyes to the cover that he had. He had his defense attorney suit on. I was able to see him for what he is, because a real friend is there to intercess for you when trouble comes. A real friend sit close to you like a brother. A real friend bring out the best in you. A real friend gonna bring to the friendship, just like a relationship, the word is ship at the end. The relationship they gonna bring to you is the spiritual feeding, and they want you to do your best, man. But for the ones that ain't supporting you, and I know you may, even out to the men and women right now, because I just got a spirit on me, like I love him, though. I love her, though. You blinded by what you want to see. You not seeing the truth. You only with that person because of the way that they make you feel. My feelings.
Me.
I don't feel alone with that person. That person put it on me. That person, you know, take care of financial stuff for me. But what are you doing for yourself? Are you being a real friend to them? Or are you being a hater? Because we can have our motives. You know, we can have hidden agendas when we get with people. We can be the hater. Y'all got to think about that right now. That's why it's so important for you to get your spiritual feet in. Your life should be God first, family second, career third. I'm going to say that again. This is a public announcement. Your God should be God first, family second, and career third. Because how is it that me and Y got and people calling in agreeing and say, I'm thankful for my haters? It got to take somebody that's really chasing the Lord and getting close to God to be thankful for their haters, being thankful, not even a hater, an enemy. See, it's a difference between a hater and an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about being thankful for your enemies. I had to get back to the topic, why that? Because I almost lost myself.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about enemies,
be like
y'all.
That. Be like that when you said. But I encourage all haters and haters. Yo, just lose your attitude and gain gratitude.
Say it again, Wada.
Lose your attitude and gain gratitude.
Lose your attitude and gain some gratitude. What your gratitude for today? What grew up this morning? Who taking care of them needs? Who took care of them kids? Who got all that good food for you? And don't get caught up on the TR. Don't get caught up on how the house look. Don't get caught up on how many people coming to your house or where you going for Thanksgiving. Do not go to your house because you ain't got nothing to bring. You got $5. You can go to the store, get 3 bags of potato chips and 2 sodas. Switch it up. 3 sodas and 2 bags of potato chips. You brought something rather than just bringing yourself. And even if you don't have no money, go anyway because Thanksgiving is about being thankful, y'all.
Yeah.
Being thankful for the family. That's what it's about. Us to come together and be thankful that we made it to this Thanksgiving.
I think I heard the other thing this morning when someone told me, you know, we really celebrate Thanksgiving. So I said, well, to be thankful is a given day, 365 days a year. So I'm thankful every day. But you have to be thankful for family around this present time. I mean, it's a season. Yeah, being thankful is an everyday thing. I'm thankful for every day, everything that goes on in my life. But this person said, how can you be thankful of a holiday where this country went and stole from children? I'm not thankful for that. I'm thankful for it. It's the season. Don't get me twisted and get me caught up in the whole corruptness of the world. That's not what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the season. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Lose your attitude. Gain some gratitude.
Exactly. Everybody be caught up with, oh, this is the day that the Europeans came over and slain the pilgrims and they did this. Hold on. Wait a minute. Pump your brakes. Diva pause. What are you doing? I would say I'm thankful for having Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for this day to be thankful. I'm not worried about the worldly things. You talking about worldly things. That's in the world, fool. I'm talking about God giving me another day. Y'all got to stop some people because some people can be so smart that they dumb, man.
So smart that they dumb,
They can be so smart that they just dumb, idiotic. You know, when you get them those intellectual people like that, this is how you get them. I'm not saying, you know, this is how you fight against them.
This is how you get them.
This is how you get them. This is how you get them right here.
You got to put all defensive attorney suits on.
Yeah, you got to put your defense attorney suit on. I just put my defense attorney suit on. I'm sliding in my cuffs right now. This is how you get them. You say, look, those are worldly things within the world. See, those things are looked over and worshipped, you know, by a worldly government. See, I don't have nothing to do with them. I'm not worried about all that stuff going on as far as them killing the pilgrims. Because the only death that I'm really concerned for and praying over is the death of Jesus.
Yeah.
See, them pilgrim blood that was shed was not a payment for the world. Them pilgrims didn't give their blood for the world.
Not at all.
Why do I care? I mean, I care. I care. I pray for the pilgrims and, you know, the Indians and the stuff that went on. But, you know, I'm in those worldly conversations. That ain't got nothing to do. They ain't going to change nothing. Them people that killed them pilgrims and them pilgrims, them Indians' blood that was shed was not shed for the world. We got Future Guru 100 back in the building with us. What's going on, Guru?
Hey, yeah, I would have lost connection in the building, you know, running around, and I'm outside enjoying this Jersey weather. Jersey's been having some great weather. Everybody that's out there listening from Jersey, y'all know I'm enjoying this. A little windy today, but I didn't want to miss the prayer, Diva Mary Kay. You know, I'm really a fan of the show. I know what time it is. I'm catching it. I know I missed a little bit, but shout out to everybody still on the line. I'm here. I'm back with the spiritual feeding.
Spiritual feeding.
That's it. Go check my Twitter. Because I'm part of the movement, and it's just going, you know, just greater than I can imagine with this daily show. So I'm still back on the line enjoying it. Like I said, I hate to miss what's going on right now because it's so exciting. It's so exciting for you to be bringing it like that. It's a real experience. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, that's what's up. You know, we got people tuned in on the line. You know, shout out to the 216, the 973, the 908, the 818, the 732, the 862, the 516, the 253, and I never seen this one, the 609. Shout out to you, too. Shout out to all y'all because y'all spirits is hungry on this morning. But, you know, we were just talking about the whole situation where, you know, people be like, you know, how could you celebrate? Why God was saying, you know, how could you be celebrating the day that, you know, pilgrims were slain? This is a pagan's holiday and this and that. People died on this day. They were flung and y'all give it Thanksgiving. And we were just saying, like, when you get those intellectual people, some people can be so smart and be dumb. When you get those type of people say, oh, I don't celebrate that. That's the day that they killed Jesus on, blah, 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 blah. This is the day that they killed the pilgrims and Waka Flocka. I have to say that. Thank you, Sire, for that. Waka Flocka. But, you know, you get at them people. You let them know I'm not thankful for, you know, pilgrims being killed, Indians being killed on this day, and them taking their land or whatever the case may be. So that's a worldly thing. See, you stuck in the world. I'm stuck in the spirit. That's where I am. Because that blood that them Indians shed was not the payment for the, their blood wasn't shed for the world to be cleansed of sin one day. I'm not gonna say I don't care about the Indians and their blood being shed, but you know, people that killed them. The blood that I'm more concerned with is Jesus' blood. See, Jesus' blood was shed, and it was a payment so the world can be cleansed of sin, that we one day be forgiven, that we get an opportunity, that we got a second chance. Them Indian bloods didn't give no second chance. You know, I have to laugh at myself.
Not at all. I see you don't put your defense attorney suit on for real, too.
That's right. That's right. Y'all better stop playing out here trying to turn something positive into a negative. This is the one day that some families get together and really be thankful and get to see each other. A lot of times we don't see each other. We don't spend no time with each other. We don't do none of that.
Right.
We be so caught up in everything that's going on. I got money in the bank. I'm popping bottles. I got problems. My kids. My brother locked up. My sister strung out. My lights getting cut off. Wham, wham, wham. Say it, guru.
Yeah, wham. That's crybaby syndrome. Crybaby attitude.
Crybaby attitude. Like why not say, get rid of your attitude and get some gratitude. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
If you cry with gratitude, you'll be crying because you're thankful. I don't know if anybody know that feeling. I know that feeling. Cry because you're thankful. Be a crybaby about some, like, you know, some real thankfulness and peace. Get some peace. Try to get some peace in your life. This show is peaceful, too. I want to mention that. There's some, you know, very, you know, strong, you know, like, vibe for positive and, you know, those certain key words, because it's going to come up soon. That spiritual feed is going to be on Google in a minute. Y'all already know.
Mm-hmm. It already is. You can Google it.
Yeah. I know. And I'm
thank you, Lord.
That. Yeah. Woo! Be thankful for
thank
that.
You.
Be thankful for that. That's right. Spreading the word.
Thank you, Lord, that God can get your spiritual feet. And God only asks you for 10% of your time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. I give my 2 hours in each and every day, Monday through Friday. And for the rest of the 40 minutes, it don't matter. I'm still being thankful. I want to worship God and be thankful 24 hours, 7 days a week, because God is able. He's able to take care of everything that you need, man. And y'all don't know what he can do for y'all unless y'all let him in. How God going to give you some gifts or blessings when your suitcase is full of garbage? You know what? Everybody right now, go to your suitcases, open them up, and dump all the past out. You want to know why you can't get nothing good in the future? Because your suitcase is full of the past. Dump it out. Throw it away. Throw the past away. Because God want to give you future blessings. And it was so sick how Dale, shout out to Dale, he was saying the story about the man being sentenced to hell. Mm. And once he was sentenced to hell, they put him in his room. And in his room, it had all these boxes with his name on it, just dozens and tons of boxes with his name on it. And when he went before God, and when God came in the room, he said, God, before we go any further, before we do anything, I just got one question, Lord. One question. What is all these boxes with my name on it? Lord, all these boxes have my name on it. God calmly said, oh, those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give to you while you was living.
Some boxes.
You got boxes of blessings. You just got boxes of blessings. You so caught up in the world and in your own stuff and trying to be Jesus Jr. that you putting your blessings in a box. And they going in a room that you would never see until you gone. The opportunity to uplift somebody, the opportunity of education, the opportunity to have real love, the opportunity to be a good mother, a good father to your kids, the opportunity to have a good house, have a good car. See, when Diva Mary Kay leave here, let me tell y'all something. When Ebony Brinson leave here, I'm not leaving an obituary. I'm leaving a legacy. I'm letting y'all know right now, I'm leaving a legacy. I'm not leaving no obituary. And don't put me on no T-shirt. Bring it back,
Ed.
Bring it back. Don't put me on no T-shirt. I'm leaving a legacy. Follow my steps. Put your own seasoning on it. Because my steps from this day forward and before, from right now, and I'm not going to say I'm all holier than thou and I'm a super Christian. But when I'm walking, I'm not holding my head down because You know, sometimes I'm not holding my head down because I'm depressed. I'm holding my head down because I'm looking for God's steps. I want to step where he, I want to put my foot where he just moved his foot. I'm following the host. I'm following the host. Y'all got to get that. I'm following the host. I want to put my foot where God just left his foot at, and I'm not perfect. And that's why every day I get up and I do the spiritual feeding, whether I'm tired, whether I'm sick, whether I'm down, whether my emotions is all jacked up. Y'all don't know what God can do for you. You just got to walk with him. Again, get yourself a personal Bible. Get you one. Go to Barnes & Noble, grab your boo up, get your hair done, nails done, everything done. Get it all together. Take the kids. Y'all go to Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble is so relaxing. They got the tables and the coffee chairs in there. They got the, you know what, you ain't got to really worry about that coffee because you're going to be on board with OG coffee. You already going to have your OG latte, the black coffee, your cocoa, your tea. Bring your OG with you. Organo Go. Step your game up. Go to m.hargrove.og or organogold.com and get you some. As a matter of fact, follow me on Twitter, and we definitely going to get your information. And follow Organo Go Guru.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's the Twitter for Organo Go Coffee?
First, I want to thank everybody for following that page. And if you go to at OG Coffee underscore East, EAST, it's the website of my sponsor, Organo Go. And it's a great gift. It's the gourmet boxes of latte, hot chocolate, and healthy tea. So everybody just be sure to, just support. And if you want to know more information, you can just go to the website that was just mentioned. And it's mhargrove.organogo. So everybody, just thanks for following that page. There's a lot of business people following that page, and that's $1 billion company. You could be a big a business partner also, but as well as buying nice gifts and getting part of the promotion, that's what I'm offering. I'm offering a free gift right now on that site.
And that's definitely what's up.
Hey, Stephen Mary Kay, just thanks for that introduction into the new Twitter page. You know, we do our Twitter thing, and the game is locked.
I be getting my OG coffee on, and it's very important for y'all to put organo products into y'all body. We going back to the biblical times, the natural times. Go back to the natural state. You know, instead of stuffing your face with a double cheeseburger or with a Whopper or with some tea, I mean, you know, with just putting all that sugar in it, y'all ain't have to do nothing to my latte. When I got that, instead of going to Starbucks and paying $9 for a cup of coffee, holla at Organo Go and get you some of that latte. You get you a whole box for a reasonable price. But you definitely want to do that, and I want y'all to take your Organo Go coffee, tea, cocoa, or latte, or black coffee to Starbucks with your cup. Go in there, take the kids, take your boo. This is a good way to spend some time with the ones that you love. And search for a personal Bible. Get a personal Bible that gives you some steps to do. I got the Women of Colors Devotional Bible, and it's by NIA Publisher, NIA Publisher. It's called Women of Color Devotional Bible. It's the King James Version. But I love it. I love my Bible because it gives me a scripture. It gives me a short story. It gives me an application. And it also gives me a prayer. I didn't really know how to properly pray until I started getting into this Bible. It's 5 days a week. It's feeding my spirit. It's so important that we feed the spirit. You know, we're going to talk about loving our enemies. And I'm going to tell y'all how to apply this. You're now tuning out to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay. We're getting your spiritual feeding on. And we're talking about being thankful for your enemies. This is how you can apply this, of being thankful for your enemies, right here. This is how you apply it. You think about a confrontation that you had with an enemy. Think about somebody beefing with a confrontation that you had. Put your hand over your heart and calm down my brothers and my sisters. Right in the midst of you getting mad and you want to hook off on them, you want to slap the taste out their mouth, your hand is itching, your heart is pumping, your back is sweating, put your hand over your heart. And then ask the Lord. Say, Lord, ask the Lord to show you a treasure that your enemy unexpectedly brought to you. Just ask the Lord, Father God, why am I arguing with this person? What am I to learn from this person? You have a treasure of knowledge right now that this person is trying to give me. Meditate on what you learn and then pray on it. Meditate on it. And so, right in the midst of it, even afterwards, if you're like, you know what, I can't stand him. I can't stand her. They get on my nerves. Put when. Take your defense attorney suit off. Take it off. Put your hand over your heart and just think about it. Don't close your eyes because that person might hook up on you if you're in the midst of arguing with them. Put your hand over your heart. And you can say it out loud, God, what am I to learn from this person that I'm arguing with right now? What information, what treasure of knowledge are you trying to give me right now? Start calming yourself down. Because that one little argument can lead into a disaster for the rest of your life. You can lose your life. They can lose their life. You can go to jail. They can go to jail. Everything that you're working so hard for that you done put your blood, sweat, and tears in, you're going to throw it away over a disagreement. You got to let them people, yo, y'all don't know what God has done for me. It's time to pump y'all up with some of this good gospel music. And I love this song. It's called You Don't Know, and it's by Kira Shee. Because y'all don't know. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva's Vibe Radio ENT, getting that spiritual feeding on. Save me the last piece of cornbread.
Told me, don't let no one speak for me.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and now live in the building on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting that spiritual feeding on. We got Y.B. in the building. We got Future Guru 100 in the building. We got the 862, the 732, the 609. The 818 in the building, we all getting our spiritual feeding on. You know, the question I want to pose right now to everybody listening is, what's more important for you to feed, the body or the spirit? And that's a hard question, because the body wouldn't be nothing without the spirit, and the spirit really wouldn't be nothing without the body. But which one is would you choose to feed first? Me personally, I'm going to say I'm going to feed my spirit. I'm going to feed my spirit because it's so important. Because his body is only here. It's limited. My body is limited. My spirit is unlimited. And once his body is done, this is a shell that I'm in. Once I'm done with this body, my spirit is always going to be there. And I'm going to go on with my spirit. So I have to feed my spirit. Why that? What about you? Which one would you?
Feed my spirit all day. I'm feeding my spirit all day.
You better know, Preacher Guru 100.
I'm still here. It's the spirit. Feed the spirit first. This song.
Feed that spirit.
That's what we're all in agreement with. I mean, right now, that's positive. A message that really should, you know, be heard. That should be heard.
How fly is it that we all from different generations on the line right now? We all live in this world. We all love hip hop. We all do our thing or whatever. But we can come together on a spiritual level. Wow. That's fly. For me, that's fly. We all can come together and touch and agree on the word of God. Like, come on now. It's not corny to worship the Lord. It ain't corny to love the Lord. We going to pray over this situation right now. We always got to pray over the show. I need everybody to just relax right now. Stop me mugging your enemy. Stop giving your mate the side eye. Stop threatening the kids with air threats. Calm down for a second. Put the food down. Don't worry, it's going to be there, because we're about to feed the spirit. All hearts are open and all minds are clear. Father God, we humbly come to you today, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We come to you perfect just the way that you made us, Lord, and just the way that we are, Lord. Father God, we thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, Lord, we wouldn't have neither one of these days. We thank you for giving us the spirit and the honor and the encouragement and the grace. We thank you for the grace. Today is grace, Lord. You gave us the things that we don't even deserve, Lord. And we also thank you for your mercy, for withholding the things that we're not ready for right now, Lord. Because we know that you have us on this world. We know that we are residents of heaven. We just live on earth, Lord. We thank you for this boot camp that we on earth living right now, Lord, that you're getting us ready, and that we have to get our spirits prepared. We have to feed our spirits and get them mighty and strong. Because you're preparing us for a holy war, Lord. Father God, you are so merciful, and we thank you. Lord, help us to love our enemies and extend your grace to them. I said, Lord, help us to love our enemies and extend your grace to them, Lord. Help us to hear the truth that comes from our enemies, Lord. Right in the midst, Lord. Help us to hear the truth that comes from our enemies, Lord. Teach us to love as you do, Lord. Give us your heart, Lord. Give us your will, Lord. Let us adopt the lifestyle of you, Lord. Father God, give us the courage and let us give us the strength to block out fear where we can walk and follow the host in front of a crowd. Father God, we will not forsake you, Lord. We will worship you wherever we are, in the midst of our friends, our co-workers, our enemies, our haters, our supporters, our demoters, Lord. We will tell them how good you are and victim and glorify your name, God. You have been so merciful. Thank you for coming in the midnight hour, Lord, when I was sleeping, when I was at my most vulnerable state, Lord, when my enemies had the upper hand. When I was in a sleep state, when I was close to death, Lord, thank you for waking me up and giving me another day to do your will, to use me as a tool, Lord. Father God, thank you for loving me in spite of my flaws, Lord, in spite of my downfalls, in spite of my addiction, in spite of me drugging and bugging, in spite of me tricking and dipping. Thank you for still seeing me for who I am, your child, and your eyes, Lord. Thank you for never forsaking me. You have always been merciful, Lord. We thank you for giving your only begotten Son and shedding his blood on Calvary. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. That was serious.
You just got the spiritual beating, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We got about 60 seconds. And you know what? I'm so thankful because I never would have made it. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to get your spiritual feeding, 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm out, man.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better, when I look back.